This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Now a new twist on the Internet, websites without walls. These open pages require no background checks, no password, no contracts. And despite sounding like chaos, commentator David Weinberger says they're part of the future of the web.
Here's what sounds like a really bad idea. Let's post a web page. We'll put time and thought into it, develop the ideas, get it just the way we want, and when it's perfect, we'll let any stranger who comes along change it. Delete the whole thing, add not in front of verbs, insert some curse words, or turn it into an ad for some lawn mowing service. In fact, let's make it insanely easy for even total beginners to vandalize our page. Well, that's how wikis first looked to most people. Wiki means quick in Hawaiian, and the idea was that a wiki would be a really quick and easy way for people to write a web page together, which means that unlike a normal web page, anyone can edit it, not just its original author. To many, it seemed to be an open invitation to graffiti artists and vandals. Yet now wikis are popping up all over. At the corporate giant Motorola, some groups use wikis for writing documents together. At AstroGrid in the UK, scientists use them to publish drafts of their papers for comment by other scientists. Wikis are enabling college classes to work on papers together, even to write group poetry. And what's almost certainly the biggest wiki around is a bigger success than anyone predicted. Wikipedia.org is an online encyclopedia that anyone can add to or change. It was started in January 2001, and it already has almost 200,000 entries compared to the mere 65,000 entries in the print version of the Encyclopedia Britannica. And overall, the Wikipedia is pretty good. Oh, sure, the overview article on philosophy has a link to a blank page on the medieval period, but that's just an invitation to some scholar or scholar wannabe to fill it in. Could be you. And if you see something wrong in one of the entries, please fix it for all our sakes. But suppose you fix it and you're wrong. Or suppose you're a jerk who takes pleasure in purposefully altering the entries so that the Wikipedia will proclaim that Aristotle was born in Buffalo, New York, where he invented the waffle cone. Well, the next person who comes along who isn't a jerk will fix it. And if nobody fixes it, an official Wikipedia administrator will restore the page. Wikis are part of a larger movement that's just beginning. It's called social software, and it mainly consists of software people are already familiar with, email, chat, discussion boards, and the like. Unlike the old approach, social software is simple and unstructured enough to allow the group to build for themselves the chats and the mailing lists and the wikis that the group decides it needs. It's bottom-up and self-organizing instead of top-down and management-organized. Maybe we've been living with the web long enough now that we're coming to accept that groups left on their own generally won't vandalize and tear down what's been put up. Generally, we'll work together quite productively and invent ideas that we might otherwise never have trusted ourselves to build. Ideas as crazy as the Wikipedia.
David Weinberger is editor of the Journal of the Hyperlinked Organization.